created jobs by putting solar panels on the Coliseum and many City of St. Petersburg facilities like City Hall. It upgraded the air conditioning systems at community centers and public parks. It's a very wise investment because it saves taxpayers money. At the same time, put people to work like contractors at a time when the unemployment rate was high. So it's a real win-win for our community.
The Coliseum is one of 21 city facilities to receive the new solar water heaters. It's part of a larger project to install efficient lighting, heating systems, and vehicle fleets. The nearly $2.5 million project began in 2010 and is funded through the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. St. Pete Mayor Bill Foster said the initiative will provide long-term sustainability and savings.
We're looking at spending capital dollars and making investments that will help us reduce our general operating requirements.
And he said the city doesn't even have to foot the bill for the improvements.
This is real money. The energy savings that will be derived from these energy efficient projects will absolutely pay for the projects themselves, which we use DOE dollars to do.
City planners hired locally owned small businesses to work on the various projects. Places like Gladden Park in North St. Pete and Lake Vista Recreation Center in South St. Pete are now using energy-efficient air conditioning systems. Foster said St. Pete is a perfect place to start upgrading,
which helped stimulate job creation and the use of some very, very needed grant monies to provide energy efficiencies through many of our aged city buildings that we have here in the city of St. Petersburg.
And the Green City Initiative in St. Petersburg is drawing national attention. Michael Connors, St. Pete's Public Works Administrator, said Vice President Joe Biden reached out to mayors and cities where energy funding was appropriated.
The Vice President, in a very calm and assuring manner, considered our program as a poster child that he felt comfortable with in talking to others throughout the country.
The program also targeted some local nonprofits. The Community Action Stops Abuse Program, or CASA, received an energy audit from Progress Energy Florida that resulted in cost savings for the group and some of the individuals they help.
The CASA, two client apartment buildings and the retail building. By installing 15 energy efficiency heat pumps at these buildings, they will not only lower their electric costs, the residents will be more comfortable, and they are eligible for a $3,500 rebate.
A representative from CASA was able to leave the event with that check today. The completion of the solar water heater at the Coliseum marked the end of the two-year initiative, but there's still more work to do. City officials are working on sealing a deal with a German consortium to build a solar plant in St. Petersburg. If it happens, the factory would create 350 jobs, but that group wants to make sure there's a market for it. Member of Congress Kathy Castor said this project is a good start.
The city here and the entire community is committed to clean energy solutions. So there, the St. Petersburg Chamber and others have been reaching out to this consortium to bring a solar farm to the city of St. Petersburg, and I think that's positive. This is a sunshine state, and we should be doing everything we can to lessen our dependence on fossil fuels and get good, clean energy from the sun that's free.
And whether or not St. Pete is successful in that measure, Castor said the city and others across the nation need to keep it going.
We've got to continue to invest in clean energy solutions, solar, wave action, wind. These are important investments that really should be on par with any kind of taxpayer subsidies for oil and gas.